Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We got a very busy weekend here. It has begun SummerSlam weekend, and there's a lot of programming coming up over the next couple of days. Tonight, it is the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. We'll be talking about this later on for subscribers, myself, Dave Meltzer, and maybe, if he stays up that late, today's special in-studio guest, Lance Storm, who's going to be joining us after the first break here today. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us as always. In addition to that, we'll talk about the Ring of Honor pay-per-view that takes place tonight, as well as Saturday's lineup, which has NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2. We, of course, have Samoa Joe, Shinsuke Nakamura in the main event, Asuka versus Bayley, and more. We have got UFC 202, Nate Diaz versus Conor McGregor headlines that show. We have got SummerSlam coming up on Sunday with 11 matches. And for those of you wondering, the pre-show match, there appears to be only one match on the pre-show, even though the pre-show is 2 hours long, and that is the Cesaro-Sheamus match. That means the other 10 matches are going to fit into the 4-hour window and maybe 4.5-hour window. That is the SummerSlam pay-per-view on the WWE Network. We have Raw on Monday. We have SmackDown on Tuesday. The Super J Cup is going to be airing on New Japan World, I believe, on Sunday as well. So we have so much stuff to talk about here today, leading into the weekend. We'll also take your phone calls, emails, text messages at well at some point. I'll give those numbers out later on in the show. Back in just a moment with Lance, Mike, and more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The walls falling through the floor, just as well to keep it. I get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. Cool, cool mornings turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 6000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6000.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon. Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Lance Storm is here in studio today to join us for the whole weekend, actually. Lance, what's going on?
Not too much. Looking forward to the weekend.
What about you, Mike?
Not a whole lot. I hope Lance smacks you around over there. On your home turf, walks into your ring and takes it over.
I don't have a ring. Why would he do this anyway?
Just like a fan would. Just walk right into your home and insult you right in your home and smack you around there. Just like a fan jumping in the ring on you.
Wow. Oh, don't even get me started on that. Hey, you know what? Why not? Let's just derail this show. Lance, it's 2016. A guy jumps in the ring at a WWE event. You cannot beat this guy up.
Legally, you can't, but I wish you could.
That's my thank you, Lance. You hear
really
that, Mike?
You should be allowed to, though. You jump the rail, you're free game.
You just can't do that now.
That's all I've ever said is you should be able to, and you fought so hard against it valiantly that you would all just take them down and hold them there calmly. No.
That's what you have to do.
Punch these people.
All right. Now let's talk about some real news here. So as of right now, we have not had any new suspensions from WWE. But yesterday, and I did confirm this because it is up on Google. If you Google this, it comes up. But when you click the link, the page no longer exists. And it says right here, twitter.com 20 hours ago. So this did go up on Twitter. Jonathan Coyle, who is Eva Marie's actually husband, if I recall correctly, from Total Divas. I'm not sure what the real thing here is, but on Total Divas, they're married. When the public finds out why my wife was unjustly suspended, they will be absolutely outraged. Official statement and facts coming soon. Jonathan Coyle, August 18, 2016. How do you think this is going to go over, Lance? He has, by the way, since pulled it. It is no longer on Twitter.
Yeah, I think that was the right move. I think if we've learned nothing from the Adam Rose situation is you're better off to just keep quiet. It's 30 days. It's not the end of the world. Adam Rose didn't end up staying with the company. Connor just went away for 30 days and came back. Roman Reigns said, "My bad. I screwed up." And he's back and moving forward. I think silence is best in most of these cases.
That's right. Pulled it down off Twitter. Now, he has tweeted more. He just didn't tweet about that. He pulled that down. And I guess instead, if I can find it here. Actually, if you Google his name, you should see the stuff that comes up first. I'm not even going to read it here. But it is not very nice to Jonathan Coyle. Anyway, he says, "It is my honor." This is his new tweet after he pulled the other one. "It is my honor to go through every storm life may throw at us with this woman. I'm proud to be..." And then you got to click to go to his Instagram. "Your husband!" So that's our conclusion. They are, in fact, married. So, yeah, that got pulled down. Why you would tweet something like that without clearing it with Eva Marie or WWE first is beyond me. Why would you do that?
Emotion.
Seems to be everybody's go-to. It's like you've got to jump out and put your excuse, your explanation, whatever it is, and then you realize that you're just drawing more attention to it and making it worse.
Lance, is a guy who's drug-free, how many drug tests have you ever failed?
Well, none, but to be fair, I've never taken one, so.
I just always likes how this goes. I'm thinking about like this and the tainted meat supplement that and everything, you know, and all of this stuff, you know, that is all of these excuses, and I'm just curious because I actually believe in Lance and what he says and take him at his word. That
I believe
funny.
Too. You should see him today.
That, you know, it's funny that, you know, guys like Lance don't tend to have these issues with, you know, damnedest thing about the tainted meat that I must have eaten, you know?
Got a text message here. There are rumors. This person says he's heard rumors that there are 10 suspensions incoming.
A dirty dozen, maybe even? Let's get it up to 12. For a Friday, I wonder if they will try to, quote-unquote, bury these on a Friday on their way to SummerSlam, but there's just no hiding from it this weekend.
Hey, listen, I'm not reporting 10 suspensions incoming, so please don't put that on the internet. I don't think there are any more incoming. There may be one more. I'd heard there may be one more that comes today, but I do not think we're going to see 10 more people suspended by WWE. I don't know where that rumor came from, but let's talk about this weekend. Lance, we'll start with you. We've got the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. We've got TakeOver Brooklyn. We've got UFC 202. And we've got SummerSlam. Which show are you most looking forward to?
Show, I might be leaning towards SummerSlam, but match, I'm leaning towards Joe and Nakamura.
That should be pretty good. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, part of me is actually really, is I really like the card on Sunday and everything, but I'm very, just to lead into that, Connor and Nate Diaz, after everything that's happened and the fact that I actually believe that Connor is, I'm not saying he's going to get starched, but he's going to get beaten. He's going to get beaten outright. It's just going to be a very interesting way to start the weekend come Saturday night, because it is a very interesting story that is going to have, you know, legitimate business ramifications Saturday night, win or lose for Connor and Nate.
All right, so I have news on that, by the way. First off, after their press conference deal where both guys were throwing bottles, I can tell you that both of their entourages have been banned from UFC 202. So Connor McGregor's entourage not allowed there, Nate Diaz's as well. And if you are a licensed corner man for either individual, you can show up. But as far as, like, their random buddies that shadow them, those guys are not allowed. Now, Dana also said, this is from MMAfighting.com, Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz have more to worry about after their UFC 202 fight. The two men are facing punishment from the Nevada Athletic Commission. They will not be fined or suspended by the UFC. However, UFC will defer to the Nevada Athletic Commission, the regulatory body sanctioning the bout. Dana White said, they are both getting punished. I mean, what everybody has got to understand is we're overseen by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I guarantee you both of these guys are going to get massive fines. There's probably going to be a hearing, too, after the fight. There could be suspensions, community service. It's going to be ugly. So for those of you thinking that maybe this was some sort of work or storyline or something to garner interest in the show. I mean, it did garner interest in the show, but you don't throw water bottles in a press conference gimmick to garner attention for your show. That's a bad idea.
It could be a worked shoot, which is kind of maybe more along the lines of what it is, where a legitimate emotion took over and we had, again, what basically was right out of the boxing playbook. There was nothing new about that. There was nothing special about that. It was childish, number one, and everything Dana said is true. Now, with that said, much like in the boxing vein, if this actually does help to, you know, equal dollars, and we'll have to see and get attention, it just, I don't think it added anything to the fight. I don't think anybody that, you know, everybody that had a thought on ordering this fight, I think, is going to order it. I don't think there's going to be too many people that are extending away from this, and we're going to really actually see with the amount of sales of the pay-per-views that UFC has done recently exactly how much Conor actually really truly means right now after all this stuff.
Did you see this press conference, Lance?
I did, and that's where I disagree with Mike a little bit, in that I don't follow MMA too carefully, and I really wasn't up on this fight. And with this water bottle throwing press conference, it's like I saw it, I looked it up, I watched the video. So it certainly, I think, brought a lot more attention to the more casual MMA fan, I think.
Oh, dude, I've got people that want to come over Saturday that I haven't had asked to come over in I don't even know how long. It's going to be a party this weekend here
at the
compound.
again, I'm getting more of a vibe from, again, from people that just are. I'm not saying that they wouldn't watch the fight or anything like that, but they have bristled towards it, which, again, it actually surprised me a little bit. But we'll have to see. I mean, regardless of what happens, Conor McGregor is still a superstar. It's just, is there any damage that's going to be done after this fight? And we're going to have to see about that.
I will predict right now that this show does more buys than UFC 200. Because 200 barely broke a million. And I don't think this is going to beat their first fight, but I think it's going to beat UFC 200. And by the way, speaking of predictions, actually this is not a prediction. The other day, I was talking about how there were 12 matches on SummerSlam, and I was corrected. There's only 11. But at the end of the day, I was right. We now have 12 matches. I'm going to tell you the new SummerSlam match after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lance Storm is here today, and we've gotten word that the Doctor of Lucha will be here hopefully next week. He's taken 2 weeks off for job-related issues, but he'll be back in about 2 weeks now. Anyway, for those of you that watched Raw on Monday, there was a match with the Dudleys where they were just totally squashed. And they've done this a few times with the Dudleys. which on a 3-hour show with a limited roster, I have no idea why you squash anybody, unless they're a local talent. But the Dudleys now have a match at SummerSlam. They will be facing Sami Zayn and Neville, so for those of you gravely concerned about Sami Zayn not having a match on SummerSlam, he will be working the show. Him and Neville against the Dudleys. And I guess if Dave's right and the Dudleys are splitting up, this may be the next step in that angle.
Ooh, I wonder who the new Deacon Dave Batista could be for Reverend Devon.
It's got to be Corgan. Or
do we go,
Corbin.
Do we go with Devon again with something? I'm sure we'll get, hopefully we do get Bully Ray again. I don't know what you do with Devon, and I don't know what involvement Devon wants to have. But Bully Ray, I don't care if it's an offshoot of the team or what, but they need to go more that direction. You can still beat Bully Ray or still beat the Dudleys if you want to, but I know you can't get exactly the same TNA guy that was there, but you can certainly get something that we can get some of the same promos and some of the same attitude, because I think that would be, again, they need stars and they need something new, and a little remake on the Dudleys isn't the worst thing in the world.
All right, stop the presses. We now have 13 matches for SummerSlam.
Is Lance, you in one?
We have the third kickoff match here.
Oh, jeez.
Am I in it?
The Mulkeys are, I think.
Actually, you're not in it. And I don't know how you're not, given who is in it. All right, here's our entire SummerSlam card now. Are you ready, everybody? I'm going to go over every match. We've got Sami Zayn and Neville versus the Dudleys. We have got Cesaro versus Sheamus in the first match of a best of seven series with nothing on the line. They're just going to wrestle seven times. We now have American Alpha, the Hype Bros, and the Usos against Breezango, the Ascension, and the Vaudevillains. Didn't I just see that on SmackDown?
Pretty sure, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw that exact same match on SmackDown on Tuesday. We have got Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler, John Cena versus AJ Styles, Rusev versus Roman Reigns, Sasha versus Charlotte, New Day versus Gallows and Anderson, Enzo and Cass versus Jericho and Owens, Miz versus Apollo Crews, and Carmella, Becky, and Naomi against Natalya and Alexa Bliss in what is now billed as a 2-on-3 handicap match because All Red Everything has been suspended.
Advantage Babyfaces.
Apparently they can't find another
That's right.
girl.
Another Advantage Babyfaces situation too, and it's going to be that go the way going into the match. Lovely.
Dude, 13 matches on this show. I got to check UFC 202. I'm not sure there are 13 matches on that show. And we joke about how many matches there are in UFC events. So I guess the big question is, will this go? Let's see, we got a 2-hour pre-show. And we got what is billed as a 4-hour pay-per-view, but it may, in fact, go long again. We may have a 4.5-hour SummerSlam pay-per-view. Can you believe that?
Six and a half total. Is there going to be a post-show? Maybe we can have up to 7 hours, which leads into 3 hours on Monday with a pre-show, and then a pre-show and a whole show on Tuesday. Yeah, there's going to be nobody left. Everybody's going to be a quivering mass of jelly by the time we get to NXT coming up next Wednesday.
And by the way, on an unrelated, I guess it's related because we're talking UFC 202, they did the early weigh-ins, of course. And Nate Diaz, 170.5, so he made weight. Conor McGregor, does anyone know what he weighed? Do you know, Mike?
I'm sure it was under 170.
What do you guess?
Oh, God. 169.5, maybe. I don't think it'll be that far under.
Lance, what do you guess?
I'll go 167.
168.
Well, yeah.
Man.
He's, this is, I don't like him at 145. Not that I don't think he can dominate divisions, just that I think he's too big for 155. You know, being a bigger one guy at 155 or having the ability to do that, I think is in his wheelhouse, and I'm not saying that he's going to do any damage, true damage losing to this, because there are excuses that can be built into it, including facing a bigger guy and him wanting to chase the ghost of his last challenge, and who can blame him for that, right? But, you know, his future is not at 170. It's at 155 or somewhere in the middle of him facing welterweights as well as guys who are in lightweights who are a little bit smaller than him to try to make as many possible super fights, I guess. But 170 purely is just not where he needs to be.
All right, so UFC 202 has a main card, a prelim card, and another prelim card, because we have UFC Fight Pass and Fox Sports 1, 12 matches. SummerSlam has more matches than UFC 202. That has to be a first in history.
Which show do you think will go longer?
It's a good question. Well, depends on if you think the Conor McGregor-Nate Diaz fight is going all five rounds. If you think it's going to be a knockout, then the WWE show. In fact, I would say the WWE show has to go longer because they're going to shoot for a longer show. Because the UFC card will also be, you got 2-hour prelims, you got 3-hour main card, that's five, and then however long Fight Pass takes, and WWE is going to probably do an overrun, so I bet WWE is going to beat them, so get ready.
Hey, when's the last time it's only been maybe once in the last God knows how long where UFC was actually pushed to the absolute limit when it comes to their, you know, pay-per-view time. And obviously, things have changed a little bit, but usually it's scheduled out to about 1 o'clock. Rarely do they go live programming into 1 o'clock. They're usually showing replays or the wrap-ups or things like that.
They absolutely have,
but it's very, very rare, whereas WWE seems to obviously... they're going out of their way to force this of we have the longest of the long shows.
All right, toll-free line, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Josh in OKC.
Yes, Josh.
I was intrigued just because I wasn't watching wrestling around then, so I wasn't a subscriber, and people were talking about, and I don't want to make the show sad by bringing it to this, but after the Benoit situation, I decided to go back to the 2007 Figure Four dailies and kind of listen to your reaction and your words, and there were a lot of talk about how WWE would have to really stick to their wellness policy after this publicity. And now that we've got guys like Brock Lesnar who aren't even subject to the wellness policy, how well would you say that they've really stuck to their guns after such a tragic event like that?
Well, we can get Lance's thoughts here in a moment, but this wellness policy is clearly not perfect. But if you go back and you watch those Attitude Era shows and you watch the late 90s and the early 2000s, all the way up to the mid 2000s, and you look at everybody on those shows, and then you look at everybody today, I don't think anybody's going to sit here and try and claim that there's nothing but a roster of clean athletes in WWE. Obviously,
well,
even...
Yeah, it's definitely...
It's
definitely
better, is what I'm trying to say.
Cycle.
It's much better now. I mean, it's not perfect. I mean, this is not like UFC and USADA where, I mean, there are fewer guys now than ever before in UFC that are on stuff. But with WWE's policy, I mean, the way it's put together, you've got a certain TE ratio that you have to stay under. And there are things, I mean, they don't test for growth hormone. So if you've got a lot of money, you can take your growth hormone. And if you know what you're doing, and you could take like a very low level of steroids and stay below the 4-to-1 ratio and take some growth hormone, I'm sure that there are some guys that they are being enhanced. But if you look at pre-wellness policy, I mean, Benoit's TE ratio was 59-to-1. 59-to-1.
Yeah, like you mentioned, he never cycled off of it.
No, and by the way, think about that. 59-to-1, they'd already started the policy, but he had the exemption. And they have very, very few, if any, exemptions right now. So when you think about what these guys were doing prior to the wellness policy, it is better now, but it's not perfect.
Yeah.
Nobody's got a Russian doctor.
Yeah, but the thing is,
after listening to that, you were so adamant at the time. You know, I realize this was a long time ago and right after an event, but it was just so adamant that they need to do this, and I don't know. I feel like they haven't lived up to the standards you set when you talk
about
it.
Well, of course they're not going to, because,
yeah,
I mean,
but look,
the standards...
Brian's hardcore against this, too. I mean, it has been on the record of it as very strong for a long time.
Yeah, the standards you would want and the standards they've adhered to are very different, but it's still better. Go ahead, Lance.
The big thing is that everybody has to remember, though, and again, there's no one more anti-drug than me, but this is a wellness policy. It's not about cheating. It's about maintaining a healthy... lifestyle, if you will, to keep people alive. And I think that's where, now again, the Brock exemption people have a big problem with, but part-time or really part-time cameo performers, you get into the point of what right do they have to govern what you do in your free time when you're not at work for 6 months at a time or a year at a time? And I think that's where the wellness policy, and Vince was pretty open about it with the congressional hearings, that this primarily was painkillers and stuff because he didn't want guys dropping dead, and that he had added the steroid issue to it for the sake of PR primarily, because he's worried about people dying and being unhealthy, not whether they're cheating or not. And when you're full-time doing your 200 dates a year to 25, if you're doing personal appearances like John Cena might, those are the people that they're most concerned about. Now, I think many fans go, oh, they're cheating, they're taking performance-enhancing drugs, and really I think the performance-enhancing is the least important part by WWE perception, and perhaps they're right, because, you know, a lot of the other pills are what really did the death issues. So I don't think exempting part-time guys is the worst thing in the world.
All right, we're going to talk more about this after the break. Take more phone calls. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Looking to break away this spring? Sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 6000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6000.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervive, and Lance Storm here in studio here today. Hippo here on Twitter says, Rollins on ESPN this morning said wellness is not about PEDs, but about keeping people healthy. Isn't that what you just said, Lance?
Pretty sure that was the original plan.
Wow, how about that? Maybe he was listening to you. Maybe not. Listen. Lance is absolutely right. It is a wellness policy, And in terms of keeping people more well now than they were before, it's 100% a success. Look at how many people, prior to everything that went down with Benoit, it was like every day. This sounds horrible, but this is a fact. Every day I would wake up and I would wonder if somebody died. I'm not even joking. Lance, you probably were the exact same way. You wake up every day and you're like, man, did somebody die today? Every time you got a phone call, every time there was some sort of email that came in your bin, you were like, oh my God, did somebody die? Way less like that today. It's the last time a main roster, like a person on the main roster, dropped dead.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Anybody remember?
No, not sure, actually.
Well, 15 years ago, you'd remember right off the top of your head because it would have happened very recently. So things are definitely better. And I know, Mike, you've got a question for Lance about this whole drug testing deal.
I do, just because it's kind of, you know, as an independent contractor, how does it, and obviously you want guys to be safe, so maybe, you know, it doesn't matter how we got to this point, as long as they are doing testing and finding things out, then it's okay. But just your opinion as an independent contractor that could be there right now and being tested, how do you feel about the fact that this seems to be brought on by the fact that Brock Lesnar, who is a part-time wrestler who is not subject to the same rules that you are under, his failed test in another sport brought this on in your pure athletic competition, and this is what has seemingly sparked these current suspensions and any possible ones that could come. What is your feeling on that, you know, considering that this is being sparked by a guy who isn't even subject to the tests that you're being subject to?
Well, me personally, I wouldn't care too much whether Brock was exempt and I wasn't, because he's not someone I'm competing for the same job for. He's a special attraction. And when I was on the road and there was no drug testing policy, all the main guys on the roster are the guys I'm competing with for a spot. And if they're taking things and I'm not willing to, they've got an advantage over me. And I fully believe that if I had taken those drugs, I probably would have made more money and got a bigger push. And in today's environment, I'd be a much bigger guy because I'm the same size, whether there's a drug testing policy or not. But when there's a special attraction and Brock, whether he's on something or isn't on something, is a completely different animal to me, and it's not a job that I would have got. It's not a spot I'd get. So at that point, I don't really care because it doesn't affect my life.
Let me say something about this. So I think that the reason that this was brought on was because of, I'm sure WWE got flack from people saying, well, hold on a second. So Brock Lesnar is going to fight in UFC, and they catch him using whatever he was using. Well, why didn't WWE catch him? And then WWE felt the heat, and they were like, all right, well, we got to test everybody. And a couple people popped or whatever. This actually is not fair for WWE, because even if Lesnar was subject to the WWE wellness policy, just because Brock Lesnar failed a test in UFC does not mean that the WWE's test sucks, because they tested Brock 5 times and he passed the first 3 of them. So you can't say, well, the UFC testing is good and WWE is either not testing him or their testing sucks. No, the USADA testing, Brock passed more than 50% of the tests that he took for USADA. He failed the second batch, not even the first batch. So I don't think that that's a fair comparison. Well, you know, I mean, if you want to say it's not fair that he's not being tested at all, hey, that's fine. But you can't denigrate WWE's testing policy in their system because they didn't catch a guy when UFC did, because UFC didn't catch. Listen, I guarantee there are guys that are doing stuff that USADA isn't catching. You take thing, you take it at the right time, lucky day. Sometimes you're going to get caught, sometimes you're not.
Let me just play devil's advocate to that, because I hear what you're saying, but I just want to throw this one out there as a devil's advocate, because I think there could be somebody that can easily say, I mean, look how we joked about the policy when it was only Hornswoggle for the longest time that had gotten caught for anything, and now all of a sudden it's a Brock's test in what is a legitimate sport that came out. That is the thing that ended up sparking this. I think you can definitely, in that case, I would assume you know, throw, if you wanted to, some doubt on the policy or how this thing, you know, kind of lays out. Because basically what you're saying is, you know, with the exception of Hornswoggle, for the longest time, everybody's been going back to their rooms and playing video games, and we got the test.
No, well, not necessarily. So listen, if you want to denigrate the WWE policy because it's so obvious what's going on.
In execution, yes.
That's fine. But you know why? You want to know why Hornswoggle was the only one that got caught for a long time? Couple of reasons.
Yes.
Because this is very much like the old UFC drug policy. No one's going to John Cena's door at 6 a.m. on a random day to test the guy. I mean, if you're going to get tested, you're going to get tested at TV, right?
They do call you at home occasionally.
Okay, but it's very rare. I mean, usually if you get tested, you're tested at TV.
Yes.
Okay. So you know, all right, well, if I'm going to do something wacky, like, let's just say, I'm just throwing out a drug here because it's in and out of your system real quick. Cocaine. Let's say that you're a cokehead, okay? So you know if you're not going to be at TV until Tuesday, then you're probably okay doing a little coke on Thursday. Because it's going to be out of your system by Friday or Saturday, and they're not going to see you again till Tuesday. So, I mean, you'd have to be pretty stupid to fail a test for coke in WWE. I mean, you'd have to take it like Monday or Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you also know that your TE ratio can be, I think it's 4-1 now. At the beginning, it was 6-1. So if you have any clue, you could take just a little bit here and you'll sail. Even if you get tested when you're on something, I mean, they test you and it's a 3-1. Hey, you're fine. You're below 4-1. So you're on something, but you didn't fail the test. So I think the reason that Hornswoggle, I don't know why Hornswoggle got popped. I don't even know what the whole story was there, but.
Well, a couple of people on Twitter are saying it's because he was unable to pee, which, you know, with all due respect.
Well, hey, I mean, if that's could, why, then that's why.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, you could sit there all day with the water. I mean, at some point, I mean, come on.
I mean,
you know,
listen,
that just means you don't want to create enough to pee.
I'm not going to accuse any main eventers of anything. But if you're a main eventer and you've got money, I mean, come on, how are you going to fail? You have to be a complete idiot. Really, you would. I don't know what Roman Reigns failed for. I don't think it was a performance-enhancing drug. I think it was probably something else. I don't even know what it was. There are all sorts of rumors about what he failed for. I don't know. But, I mean, it was a really weird thing that he got caught. It was just, I guess, wrong place, wrong time. I don't even know what happened. And as far as, like, the three people that just got popped, listen, I don't know what they got popped for, but here's what I do know. They're all on Total Divas. And so it seems likely to me that the three of them were probably together in the same place at the same time. And then, for whatever reason, they all got tested. And that seems to me likely what happened. And maybe there was someone else that was there with them at the same time, and they're going to be coming out here soon. I don't know. All I'm saying is, based on what they've advertised the test as being, I mean, it's what it is, right? It's
yeah.
not like they're claiming they're doing USADA testing and no one ever gets caught. It's not like they're claiming that they're testing for growth hormone and nobody ever gets caught. It's not like they're claiming that if you have a 2-1 ratio, you're going to get caught. I mean, they're very transparent with what it is. And under the parameters of the wellness policy, it's pretty darn hard to get caught.
Yeah, but they're not trying to catch people. They're trying to keep people alive and keep them
exactly.
healthy. And the wellness policy is on the website. You can Google it and look it up and read the thing.
It just says right here, we got people on Twitter. Hornswoggle mentioned he only got caught because he could not provide a sample. So there you go. If he could have provided a sample, he wouldn't have got caught.
Or, well,
in theory.
Yeah, in theory, I guess. And there's one thing, too, about the testing policy. A lot of people will, you know, they say, well, look how many times the Sonny or Scott Hall or whoever it is, look how many times they went in and out of that program, which is true. But the fact that they were able to go into a program that was paid for by WWE, obviously got to the point where those two, they couldn't do it anymore, which, but then again, you know, a lot of people throw shade at that, like it's WWE's fault. I don't know if anybody's ever had to deal with anybody who's dealt with addiction before, but, you know, going in and out of these things, you know, kind of forever in some cases, is very common. So, you know, at least there is some attempt there, and WWE cannot save the world, you know, so, but they do deserve some credit for some of the things they do, you know, after these guys and are hidden away from what we talk about and they that are done in quiet.
The person wants to know if their plans for the Tuesday Brian and Vinny show, now that Vinny's gone, could Lance substitute, they asked.
Ooh.
It's your lucky day. Lance has been hired against his will to do the Tuesday Brian and Vinny show. He does say, my life will be complete if you guys review one post-96 ECW, especially one involving Lance.
So it has to be at least 97 then.
That's right. Awesome. Well, think about it. We've already promised we would do Retro Nitro and the pay-per-view. Ground Zero pay-per-view, yeah. Vinny suggested it and then announced that he's not going to be on the show. So, there you go. Let's do one last call here very quickly. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland. My question is, Lance, do you know Divas?
To Lance.
If a woman watches them, here, it's a man, because I can see them being shy about doing that, maybe that's...
Hold on, Ryan. I'm not going to disconnect you, but speak a little slower so Lance can understand your question.
My question is, when the Divas do the sample, does a better woman watch them or is it a man? Because I can see them being embarrassed doing it in front of a man. I think
it would be
a woman technician.
It would
or
be
nurse.
A female tester, Ryan.
Okay, then this is my theory that maybe, you know, they were shy. It was like Hornswoggle that they couldn't pee when they were doing the test.
Ryan, you realize only, well, I guess it was Paige as well. Well, then how do you explain Alberto Del Rio? He was also shy?
Well, also, when she got, you know, she failed the test, so Alberto would want to fail so he could spend time with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? Do you know how much money, Ryan, Alberto Del Rio is out for this one-month suspension?
Yeah, but he'd probably rather spend it with his girlfriend if they really miss each other and they're on different brands.
Ryan's clearly never had a girlfriend. She ain't worth that much money, Ryan. I'm telling you right now. Lance, tell everybody about how you used to make money off that Divas DVD. This is the best story ever.
This is true.
Yeah, this is true. For some reason, I was included in the accounting of the Divas Undressed Thongathon at the WB restaurant. And every quarter when you get...
Wait, whoa. Hold on a second.
Awesome. You had a good era for that too, buddy.
There was a Divas DVD, but I was thinking of something totally different. This was a Divas Thong-a-thon in WWE New York?
Yeah, they had they did three rounds of basically thong bikini contests or lingerie contests. Edge, Maven, and Paul Heyman were the judges.
Maven was, that's right.
And it was put out on a DVD, and obviously it sold like crazy because it's basically three-quarter naked women out there.
How did I miss this?
And for some reason, I was getting higher royalty percentages on that than the SummerSlam that I defended the IC title at.
Thank you, Trish and Tori. And
best thing is, Trish was brilliant. I love Trish. But she wasn't all thrilled with necessarily doing three rounds of one round of the thong in front of everybody. So she convinced the office to do an angle because she was feuding with Jazz. And Jazz jumped her and smacked her with a crutch and laid her out before the first competition, and she didn't have to do it.
All right, before we go to the break, this person says, I'm glad this Nate Connor match in a steel cage with their buddies banned from ringside will end their feud once and for all. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Start the sound of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi and Lance Storm here on the show. We got a very, very busy weekend. If you're not a subscriber, I don't know what to tell you, but we're doing a million shows this weekend. We'll have shows tonight after the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, tomorrow after UFC and NXT TakeOver. And don't forget the Super J-Cup is tomorrow as well. Sunday after SummerSlam. Sunday, of course, is also Super China Buffet Day. If you are a subscriber, head to the Empire Get-Togethers area of the board and find out where there is an event in your area. That is the Empire Get-Togethers section of the board. And, of course, we will be covering as much as we can. I don't even know the weekend schedule for this program. Maybe Mike by himself, maybe all of us. I'm not quite sure yet. But I do know that something will be in that time slot because we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, as well as a Saturday show, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sunday, the show replays on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, or maybe the other way around. All I know is if you go to sportsbyline.com, the whole calendar, the whole lineup is there. We have about 22 hours of free programming on Sports Byline every week, and I feel like I have 22 hours of paid programming on WrestlingObserver.com every day sometimes. So head up there and check that out. And Lance will be joining us for shows for the next week or so before he heads back to Calgary. And, of course, Mike, as always. I want to thank everybody at Sports Byline USA, all of the callers and listeners. Yes, even Ryan. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.